The great acting coach Stella Adler said, "Life beats down and crushes the soul. It is art that reminds you you have a soul." I thought of that after seeing the Made in Oklahoma movie, The Cherokee Word for Water. This is the story of Wilma Mankiller, who was the late principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, and Charlie Soap, the man who would become her husband. They organized and inspired a small, poor Indian community to volunteer to dig and install 18 miles of water line to bring running water to the town of Bell. Of course, they didn't do it alone. The Cherokee Nation and other supporters were behind them, but these two people were the activists. This is not only a feel-good movie, it's a film of triumph. It's Rocky, set in eastern Oklahoma. Sometimes it made me laugh and sometimes weepy. It was so personal to me, the landscape, the Cherokee Nation, the people coming together as a community. I watched this film and thought, I forgot how much I love turquoise jewelry. Face it, I told myself, you are never going to dig a water line in the rocky soil of eastern Oklahoma or anywhere else. You are part magpie and attracted to shiny objects. Recently, I was assigned to man a booth at the Episcopal Diocesan Convention to hand out literature about a soup kitchen. I showed up on time, a soldier about to do her duty, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but an Indian jewelry booth right next door. Forget the soup kitchen booth. Hello, turquoise jewelry. They didn't take credit cards or checks, so I said, I've got to find an ATM booth. And Mr. Whitebird, who was the artisan, said, ask the bishop. He knows where it is because he's been here already buying moccasins. It was Mr. Whitebird who told me something I didn't know about turquoise, that it's a mineral related to copper. The bluer it is, the more copper. The greener, the more iron. I once bought a cheap turquoise ring so blue I suspect it was really melted Clorox bottles. But a little research told me that the gem got the name turquoise in the 16th century because it was introduced to Europe from Turkey. In ancient Persia, palaces were domed with turquoise because blue symbolized heaven on earth. Now here's some other interesting trivia. Ancient people wore turquoise as a talisman against death or evil. It is often thought to bring good luck or good fortune, wisdom, happiness, and connection to the spirit world. Turquoise is the birthstone of those born in December. Ancient Egyptians mined turquoise in the Sinai Peninsula, so it's no wonder turquoise was found in the dry geography of the southwest United States, especially Arizona and New Mexico. In Albuquerque, there's a turquoise museum. According to one Native American legend, when the rains came, the ancient peoples danced and wept for joy. Their teardrops mingled with the raindrops and seeped into Mother Earth, where they became turquoise, or the sky stone. Ah, turquoise, the gem worn by Aztec kings and Jewish high priests and me. The Cherokee word for thanks is wado. I say wado for the wonderful little film, The Cherokee Word for Water. Wado for leaders who can bring people together as a community. And wado for turquoise!